to Anaheim tonight, and the LA Kings earning at least 1 point in their game tonight. Failing that, the reigning Stanley Cup champions will finish in third place in the Pacific and open the playoffs against the Edmonton Oilers. VGK faces off against the Ducks tonight in the regular season finale. Puck drops at 7 at the Fortress. For the second straight night, the Las Vegas Aviators fell to the Tacoma Rainiers. Wasn't nearly as bad as Tuesday night's 14-0 drubbing. Last night's final was 8-4. It's $2 beer night tonight at Las Vegas Ballpark.
The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670 Talk Radio done right. Hear inspiring stories that are part of the American landscape every night at 10 on Our American Stories. Everyone has a story to tell, and master storyteller Lee Habib tells them on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hi, I'm Richard Frederick, and I'm a refugee. The only difference is I didn't come through the southern border. I came through a little town known as Prim, Nevada. That's right, I used to live in California, and I moved to Nevada because California sucks. I'm running for state senate in District 5, and a vote for me ensures that your voice will get heard in Carson City. So join me in my efforts to fight for the people. Together, we can help make sure Nevada doesn't end up sucking too.
Paid for by committee to elect Richard Frederick.
Sales are great. Great chance to save money on something you need. But there's something better, a closeout. Why? Because with a closeout, we have to clear out the current models to make room for the new ones. And if it's got to go, it's got to be low. Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress. And right now, we've got, you guessed it, a closeout. Save 50% on select Tempur-Adapt Collection mattresses. 50% on maybe the best mattress on earth. Plus, you've got easy financing, too. Best Mattress. Sleep easy, friends.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, you can get an oil change for only $39.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Efforts still underway to clear up an accident in North Las Vegas on I-15 northbound just past Craig Road. That's off to the left. Also, through the Charleston curb, still backed up there because of an accident on 95 southbound before Boulder Highway. We see that one on the right shoulder. All clear, though, on 215 and Summerlin Parkway this morning. Partly sunny skies today. We'll have light winds. Afternoon temperatures won't quite get to 90 degrees. Supposed to top out right around 88. It's 70 already, though. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic brought to you by Meineke Car Care Centers on AM 670 KMZQ.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Live and local, everything you need to know to start your day. News, weather, traffic, sports. We've got it all in one beautiful package. Thank you so much for making us a part of your morning commute. I had a chance earlier to visit with Congressman Mark Amaday, and I got to tell you, right now we are in the midst of congressional chaos. We've got four bills that are waiting to be acted upon. You've got aid to Israel, Ukraine, Taiwan. You've got the TikTok bill. You've got border security. You got all this stuff that's hanging in the balance. And I had a chance to visit with Mark Amaday, and I asked him, "What about all these bills and what's going on in the House of Representatives?"
So these issues have been floating around for a while, and the Senate has sent over some Senate-like White House stuff where this is what we want, Ukraine, and blah blah blah. And they've been kind of on the China stuff. Anyhow, so when we got back Monday, the speaker comes in and says, here's the call I've made. We're going to do four separate bills, and you'll have a chance to vote on them separately. So you can vote for one, not vote for the next one, vote for the whatever. The four are basically Ukraine, about $60 billion, Israel, 20, low 20s. Taiwan, I think 8, as I recall. And then there's kind of a catch-all that's sort of security stuff, TikTok, and all that other sort of stuff. And then add to that, Kevin, so unless it changes, you will be able to see how people vote on each one of those things as a standalone. And then the addition is, oh, by the way, we're going to do another border bill that kind of is parallel to what H.R. 2 did in terms of remain in Mexico and directs how money is spent, where the administration right now is diverting money under some general categories into doing their stuff like flying people around and not really doing much to secure the border. So that makes 5, okay? Now, where we're at right now is the Rules Committee, before you bring a bill to the floor, unless you bring it under suspension, which means you got to have 2/3 vote to pass it, the Rules Committee is in recess subject to the call of the chair. So those bills can't come to the floor as rule bills unless the Rules Committee passes a proposed rule for the bills. And right now, Kevin, they haven't been able to do that. And so are you going, well, you know, what's that mean? It's like, well, it's in a state of flux, but, you know, the rumors are, well, maybe the Democrats on the committee will help pass a rule, which they never do. The minority party never votes for a rule. But it's like maybe they'll help pass it because obviously they're like in Ukraine. I don't know where some of them are on Israel. Some of them aren't. But anyhow, so we don't have a rule right now, Kevin. The plan is right now to vote Saturday night, subject to a bunch of contingencies on rules and suspensions and all that other sort of stuff, on those bills. And so you say, well, now where's that mean? It's like, well, I'll tell you what I'm doing right now. So they've just released, yesterday they released the text of those bills for at the moment. So what I'm doing is like, okay, so what's Ukraine say? What's Israel say? How much money is this? How much money is that? You know, i.e. read the bill. So that's what we're doing now. But I can tell you to start, I mean, let's start with the first one, which is Ukraine. I've just been put in the chair for the Homeland Security Subcommittee in Appropriations, one of the 12. One of them's Homeland Security. The jurisdiction that Homeland Security, when you fund ICE, Border Patrol, Coast Guard, Secret Service, all the stuff that's under the jurisdiction of that committee for funding is a little over $60 billion. So you say, well, why are you telling me that? I'm telling you that because the Ukraine supplemental is about the same amount of money. Now, it may not be apples and apples, Kevin, but I'm sitting here going, and by the way, I was interested when they were talking about, you know, maybe it's a loan instead or something like that. It's like, I'd like to learn more about that. Well, at the first blush through that bill is like, well, the language in the bill says that the president can forgive up to half of that amount, half of that $60 billion, in November. That kind of sounds like the president's college loan program, Kevin. So I got some... You know, I mean, I'm trying to be generous, and we're not done with the analysis, but I can tell you that's not a great start.
Will you have a hearing, though? I mean, as the chairman of the subcommittee, will you have a hearing, like, in the next day or so?
Well, no. We'll have a hearing on – we've already started hearings on all these agencies, Kevin. Our agencies, not theirs. I mean, Ukraine is an American security, although indirectly it is, if the Russians are running amok, whatever the heck, and that gets us into the border and all that. We're in full-blown hearings on all the Homeland Security stuff, but this is foreign aid. So, and you know what, though? I'll tell you what the direct answer is, because there is a State and Foreign Ops Committee. They're not having a hearing.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how this all plays out in the next 72 hours. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know about Mike Johnson as Speaker of the House. I don't know if he survives this. It's going to be fascinating to see. Coming up tomorrow on the program, really excited. Tony Lyons is the co-founder of American Values PAC. It is the PAC of record that is supporting Robert F. Kennedy Jr. What does the future look like for that campaign? Are they going to be on the ballot nationwide or in just select states? We'll talk about that tomorrow. We'll get underway at 6:05. Hope you'll be here. Till we join you next time, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where Bill O'Reilly News and Comment and Clay and Buck are next. Go, Knights, go!
Just moved here, and now I have to get permission from a licensing board before I can even get a job, and I need 1,600 hours of training before I can apply for the license? How am I supposed to do that and pay for rent?
According to data from the Institute for Justice, the state of Nevada has the most burdensome licensing laws for low-income professions than any other state in the nation. Hair braiders, landscapers, even shampooers have to undergo hundreds or even thousands of hours of training and pay hundreds or thousands of dollars in licensure fees before they're allowed to work in the state, even if they're already licensed somewhere else.
How does it cost so much to just get a job?
Visit NevadaPolicy.org to learn more about the way unnecessary licensure requirements are burdening working Nevadans. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
The world has fallen apart with the disastrous decline of our government, our cities, and our lives brought on by Joe Biden and his radical Marxist handlers. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, 110% behind President Trump, former U.S. ambassador, a dedicated physician for over 28 years in Nevada, and now I'm taking on the radical liberal Jackie Rosen for the U.S. Senate. We've seen wars around the world, from Ukraine to Israel. America's next, and we need to stop it. We need to close our borders and institute the largest deportation program in U.S. history. We absolutely need to throw them out. We need to be energy independent and not reliant on those who hate America. Like I always say, drill, baby, drill. President Trump needs your help, and so do I. This is a political war on the home front, but we will win. Visit drjeffgunter.com to learn more, and let's take back our country, and let's take back the U.S. Senate. I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Jeff Gunter for Senate.
Demopolis, Demopolis, Demopolis. Why am I saying it 3 times? Because, ladies and gentlemen, they are the 2023 Best of Las Vegas winners 3 times. Yes, and it's going down for the 2nd year in a row. I'm sure you heard about it by now, but if not, let me let you in. This year, they won gold for Best Accident Lawyer, gold for Best Injury Lawyer, and gold for Best Trial Lawyer. I'm telling you right now, if you're still thinking about who you should hire as your accident injury lawyer in Las Vegas, you should know the answer by now. Hire Nevada's legal elite. Demopolis Law, baby. We win. Visit them at LegalElite.com.
Pro Price Cooling and Heating has you covered for all your cooling and heating needs. Call 702-742-3310 or go online at ProPriceAC.com to book your appointment. Get a 21-point inspection and a spring tune-up and cleaning for only $49. That's $130 value for only $49. Make the call, 702-742-3310. We offer Rheem products that are tested, trusted, and tough with a 10-year warranty on parts and labor. For the right price, call Pro Price, 702-742-3310. 402-3310. Just let them know we sent you. For the right price, call ProPrice.
Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Thursday, April 18th, 2024. Here's what's happening today in America. Trial over. Thieves caught. Water attacked. And puck blocked. That's all coming up. Then Bill's going to be here with your message of the day. But first, senators have opened up the impeachment trial of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. But because the Democrats run the show in the Senate, it's over. That's the end of the trial. There are 51 Democratic senators. Not one of them support convicting Mayorkas, and they voted just to end the trial. Even Rhino Lisa Murkowski from Alaska said at a bare minimum, you have to have some process here. Alas, no process. Last April, there's a cargo plane with $22 million worth of gold bars. It arrived at an airport in Canada from Zurich, Switzerland, and people stole it from the airport. Police just arrested six people, two former Air Canada employees. It was an inside job. The two Canadian men were arrested in Pennsylvania on a traffic violation. The goal was to melt the gold down for money and then use the money to buy illegal guns. And they were successful in that regard. Only 90,000 of the 22 million worth of gold has been recovered, but they were caught, so it wasn't successful in that regard. We now know why, or at least one major reason why. Last month, the U.S. National Security Advisor, Jake Sullivan, wrote a note to state officials and water authorities across the country to tighten up their cyber defense on water infrastructure. In that letter to the states, he said cyber attacks are hitting water and wastewater systems throughout the United States, and state governments and water facilities must improve their defenses against the threat. Well, now we know why. There is a hacking group we believe tied to Russia that caused a water tower in Muleshoe, Texas, to overflow. There are 150,000 public water systems in this country, most woefully unable to prevent international hackers. Imagine the panic that will ensue if hackers are ever able to cause serious damage to even one water supply in this country. Shout out to this quick reacting hero, Asia Davis, and her four-year-old son were at a hockey game in the American Hockey League in Cleveland when a puck flew over the glass faster than you can react to anything. And it was about to hit the four-year-old boy. And no joke, would have killed him. But if it weren't for Andrew Podolak sitting right next to him, stepping up and blocking the puck. Asia never got the man's name, went on social media to ask for help to find him, and they found him. The three were reunited and all participated in the puck drop in the next game. Bill O'Reilly has your message of the day. Next.
Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall, but there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
Hi, I'm John Lee, and I'm running for Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Long before I stepped into the political arena, I had my own contracting business as a licensed master plumber. Those early days taught me problem-solving and budgeting skills, values that I've carried into public service. As the mayor of North Las Vegas, I use those skills to turn a city drowning in debt into the most financially robust city in Nevada. Now, I'm ready to bring that same expertise and conservative principles to Congress. While I serve in Congress, I will focus on these main issues: protecting religious and personal freedoms, parental rights, working for a balanced budget, stopping illegal immigration, protecting Social Security and Medicare, and making our schools places of safety and learning again. We need strong support for law enforcement, as criminals must be held accountable for the harm that they do. I'm John Lee, and I approve of this message. To learn more about my campaign, please visit johnleeforcongress.com. Paid for by John Lee for Nevada.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Thursday, as part of our presentation on my website, BillO'Reilly.com, we encourage Americans to develop a well-thought-out philosophy. Mine is clear. I believe America is a noble nation that provides more opportunity than any other country. But others do not believe that. Acceptable under our Constitution, but not valid if you don't have a solid reason for your dissent. As part of my philosophy presentation, we are marketing some stuff, including two drinking mugs in the BillO'Reilly.com store. The first one says, self-reliance. And the second display is, not woke. Self-reliance and honesty are the two main keys for success in our competitive society. If you depend on others or the government, you will never reach your potential. This is not being taught in public schools. Not woke is a bit more provocative. Political correctness is leading to injustice and bitterness. It is strangling merit and expression. The woke hordes are damaging the United States of America. Do not associate with any woke stuff. It is a destructive movement. Messaging is important, and we are doing our part. We hope you are with us. Live your philosophy and spread the word. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Let's go to the mail. We got Stephen Kornreich, Camas, Utah. Bill, there's only one reason why folks are still voting for Biden, Donald Trump. It's that simple. That anti-Trump sentiment is still strong. I agree. Anna, concierge member. Bill, I have a question. Do you think Joe Biden is an old fool or a diabolical crook? I would come down on the old fool rather than a diabolical crook, but I think he's a corrupt man in many ways. I do think he's corrupt. And in my new book, my upcoming book, Confronting the Presidents, you know, we'll put him in that category. I'll put him in that category. Alfred Bales, Paris, California. O'Reilly, you've said that Donald Trump is not a populist, not a Republican. That's true. Okay? What other presidents are in that category? Andrew Jackson, not a standard Democrat, a populist. Teddy Roosevelt, not a standard Republican, a populist. Those two are the main ones. Cynthia Klein, Rialto, California. Bill, I've been a fan of yours for years. Love the Killing books. Rereading Killing Jesus right now. What is happening to New York City tourism? My husband and I will not go there unless the crime is fixed. I don't have data on it yet. But New York City's reputation and its image have really been battered. But I don't have the tourism stats. Remember, New York City is an international financial destination. It's not just some place you go for fun. Business is huge. In a moment, something you might not know. If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or have no warranty at all, listen up. Car Shield has a low-cost month-to-month vehicle protection plan that's now available to the public. Save on out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. So please call Car Shield now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. 800-925-7584. For a free quote, this protection plan is at an all-time low in price. Drivers who activate the vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing and car rental options at no additional cost. So please call for your free quote, 800-925-7584. 800-925-7584. Hey, what do you have to lose? 800-925-7584.
Hey, did you hear about that guy running for state senate in District 5?
You mean Richard Frederick?
Yep. Can you believe he actually cares about the people? What kind of politician is he?
Well, I'll tell you guys, I'm the type of politician to put the people over the politics. I'm Richard Frederick, and I'm running for state senate in District 5. And I believe it's time to return the power to the people. Ineffective leaders have weakened this state and need to be shown the door. Learn more about me at frederick4nevada.com. And let's take this fight to Carson City together.
Paid for by committee to elect Richard Frederick.
Flu season is here. You and your family need to boost your superpowers. Get vaccinated. And remember, you can vaccinate your family from 6 months of age at your nearest health center, pharmacy, vaccine clinic, or certain community centers. Remember that flu can especially affect over 65-year-olds, adults with certain chronic diseases, pregnant women, and children under five. Keep them super immune. Check with your health care provider or go to immunizenevada.org. With health, there is life.
This message is sponsored by Immunize Nevada, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Something you might not know. 118 years ago today, one of the most destructive earthquakes in history struck San Francisco. In less than a minute, thousands of people were killed, entire sections of the city obliterated. Here is the story. The Bay Area grew rapidly during the California Gold Rush. In 1840, the region was home to just 5,000 people. By the 20th century, that figure had ballooned to 500,000. To save money, new buildings in San Francisco were constructed using cheap material like wood, clay, and straw. At 5 a.m. on the morning of April 18, 1906, an 8.0 magnitude quake shook the city by the bay. 3,000 people died instantly from falling debris, mostly. Fires broke out in 60% of the city. Chaos ensued. Looters ransacked the rubble looking for gold, jewelry, and cash. The city's armory was pillaged for guns. By 7 a.m., the army was deployed to enforce a mandatory curfew. Anyone violating the order was shot on sight. Most people obeyed the law, but 9 Americans were executed by military authorities. After 30 aftershocks in San Francisco, 48 hours later, the tremors subsided. In total, 45,000 buildings were destroyed, including most of the city's homes and entire central business district. And here's something else you might not know. The quake soon caused another disaster, an outbreak of bubonic plague. With infrastructure destroyed, garbage piled up. Millions of rats descended on San Francisco, carrying a deadly pandemic from the Middle Ages. 2 weeks after the earthquake, 40 people contracted the Black Death. All told, 200 died from the disease. City officials offered bounties for each rat killed and burned. The campaign was a success. San Francisco was plague-free by 1909. Today, the plague in America has been mostly eradicated. Back after this. Did you know Fast-Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code Bill at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com. Use promo code Bill at checkout.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always
looking out.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.